All right, we're going to jump into the stumper. Before we jump into that, I have a story here out of the Los Angeles Times. Very, very upsetting to Tom.
Yes?
There's a group of strippers, about 30 of them, that dance at a club called Cheetahs and Club Exposé. What a clever name.
Cheetahs is one of those high-end gentlemen's clubs in Los Angeles that attracts the hoi polloi, the entertainment industry, athletes, things like that.
My favorite strip club name was when I would come home from college. You'd just turn into the New York City area. T&A's.
There you go. Let's get right down to business.
Tells us exactly what's there. You want a name that describes the product.
Well, the strippers are suing the city of San Diego, the police chief, and the police department, saying that during routine quote unquote inspections, officers violated their civil rights. See, the clubs have to have a license in order to operate. That means that they are subject to periodic inspection.
Sure.
To make sure that there ain't nothing illegal going on.
This is the way the inspectors also get free drinks and lap dances.
And, well, you know, so what
is... Wouldn't want an inspection problem now, would you?
So, during the inspection process, the ladies are required to be photographed. Now, the ladies are photographed wearing their costume, or lack thereof. And the dancers are saying that the officers made crude and rude comments and forced them to pose provocatively for said photograph.
Why do they need to get their pictures taken as part of this inspection? This sounds kind of weird.
For identification purposes, in case there are claims or criminal investigations for illegal conduct.
And there are some communities, like it can't be full nudity, certain parts have to be covered. So
6 feet away from the customer at all times, blah, 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 blah.
It sounds a little sketchy for what it's worth.
The strippers were nearly nude when their pictures were taken, while officers made arrogant and demeaning remarks and intimidated the strippers to keep them from leaving. The attorney who firm filed the suit said the strippers' rights to avoid unreasonable search and seizure have been violated by the vice squad officers. However, the officer that responded to this, Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman, says the damages are ridiculous. The claims are ridiculous. Nude entertainment, and then they go on to explain just exactly what I already said, that they are required to be inspected, that these photos are routine and customary, and there is no warrant for it. What I think is funny is, The strippers are saying it's demeaning for them to be photographed.
If they're not getting paid, I would imagine that's true.
No, we're doing this as a joke. I think the strippers have a case,
I
have this seriously.
Really? Oh, yeah.
All right, look, you're a stripper, and you work under an assumed name because you don't want the pervert two rows back following you home or begin calling harassing you.
You mean Cinnamon is not a real name?
No.
Okay.
Portia is not the real name?
No. So Cinnamon has a real other name. These photographs are public records now. Someone can go and say, under a Freedom of Information Act, I want the information on the strip of the strip club
inspection. That's a good point. That is a good point.
And then they would have the real names and could track down the real addresses of the girl that they were stuffing the 20s into her G-string the night before.
Then that could be a legitimate case for security. But for them to file a claim that the photographs being taken cause them to have emotional distress, sweetheart, what do you do for a living? You take your clothes off and shake your goodies in strangers' face. Really? Having your photo taken by a police officer caused you emotional distress? I don't think so.
If we had photographs taken of us doing our jobs, aside from we'd all have to put our pants on here, the ratings would go down. People would say, gee, we would have emotional distress from that.
Well, that's probably true.
But these guys are not as good-looking as they sound on the radio.
I hear it. Okay, enough of that. Let's get to the important segment.
Thank God.
This is the stumper of the day, my friend.
Yeah, musical stumper this Friday. We visit the Bob Dylan songbook. A track from his first Jesus album, Slow Train Coming, was a hit. Gotta serve somebody. Who's doing this version? If you think you know, give us a call. You'll be a winner on the musical stumper.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You might like to gamble. You might like to dance. You might be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you gotta serve somebody.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Black Sabbath.
It's not Black Sabbath.
He's the king of good lyrics, though. Listen to this great stuff.
Well, it might be the devil. It might be the Lord, but you gotta serve somebody.
Oh. I think I just recognized that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Might be a rock and roller.
Really? Okay.
Stage.
Similar style.
Money and drugs, women in a cage.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Bill Withers?
It's not Bill Withers.
All right. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Tom Jones?
Not Tom Jones. That's what Seth thought.
That's what I thought.
Not Tom Jones.
That would be unusual.
No, I can see Tom
Jones.
Tom Jones
has done some unusual songs over the years.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Delbert McClinton.
It's not Delbert McClinton.
That's a good guess, too.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Roger Daltrey.
It's not Roger Daltrey.
That's a good guess.
You're getting warmer, though.
Yeah, thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Hey, Johnny Winter, is it?
Not Johnny Winter.
Especially not now. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Okay. It is? I'll give you a clue. Go ahead.
Eric Burdon.
It is Eric Burdon, yes, of the Animals. Yes, Eric Burdon doing Bob Dylan.
Well, covering his song.
Yes.
Congratulations, Ray. All right. Hold on just a second. We'll get some information from you.
Okay.
Very nice. All right, we're going to go to Mr. Justin Lowe of Newsline 9 and find out what's happened with our weather.